Paul, what can you tell us about Adam Lowry's status?
Yeah, out tonight, day-to-day, we're quite hopeful that this will be enough to get him back in, feeling right on for Columbus.
Upper, lower, what can you?
We'll go upper. He had it going into the Van game, and it didn't improve and started to deteriorate toward the end of the game, so we just got to jump on this early. It shouldn't be anything long-term.
Dustin Bufflin's good to go?
He's ready to roll.
What are you looking for from him in this game?
It just fit in with what we're doing, and he's I think he was banged up pretty good halfway through that Calgary game, so he hasn't had a lot of play here in the last week. But he's such a force. We miss him on the back end on that power play, that shot threat, and the movement that group has. So we've missed him there, and he and Tolby have played some real fine hockey together for us. So we're hoping that pairing can match it again.
What went into the decision to go with Connor for a third consecutive game here?
A bunch of things. The first would just be play. You know, he's back-to-back games that looked identical. He let one in there, the 3-2 goal the other night that he'd like to have back, and those things happened. But his play after that was just very mature and very confident. And then part of it also is schedule. So he's played the last two games. We've had two travel days in there. We haven't practiced very much, so we'll get Steve some practice time, and we'll take a look at him for Columbus.
What will you be looking for from Joel Armia? You said you wanted to get a little bit more pace. Have you seen...
Just a little bit quicker. You know, he had a lower body injury in training camp, and we really felt that set him back. And he had a tough night there before he came out with some turnovers that were pretty expensive for us. So get back, find your game, keep it simple so that you can start building some confidence. It'll be a challenge here today. These guys are quick, and they're on the puck, and you've got to move it. You've got to make your decision. You've got to move that puck as fast as you can. So what he needs to do to be successful in this game is exactly what he needs to do to get his game going, so it'll be a good challenge.
Paul, strange schedule for Carolina. They've only played two games in the first 10 days. They're probably getting sick of practicing.
Yeah.
So what do you expect when a team hasn't played very much? And
Bill does a good job there. The two games that they played, Washington, Mini, both real tough opponents, and they gave them all they could handle. They're very, very quick. They'll be ready. So their message in their room is real simple. Well, these guys just came off the West Coast. We all know what those trips are. Let's hop on them early. We'll all remember the first game last year. They certainly did that to us. But they've got a tremendous amount of quickness. They've got an outstanding power play. So we need to be real disciplined with our sticks, and that's a challenge with their quickness. A simple game for us early is mostly important.
Do you see some similarities between the makeup of their roster and your roster?
Well, I think they're both real dangerous off quick strikes, right? They can knock things down. They got nice hands, and if they counter quickly, and that may be the team that counters this puck the quickest, that moves it from a change in possession to going north with speed, is going to have the best opportunities in here.
Coming off the one home game you've played here, is there any concern that players are going to go out there and try and make it up by...
No, you know what? I think the road takes some of that starch out of you, so we'll just come in here and play the game. It's almost like a continuation of the road trip. We go out, and we got to get used to this because it happens. So we go out and play, fly home and play the next day. That's a lot of the way our schedule's structured, so we got to get used to it. It's going to be a good challenge in here, and those first 10-15 minutes for us are going to be really important to make.